This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Putin responding to the ceasefire proposal put forward by the U.S. agreed to by Ukraine. We'll go live overseas. Inez de la Cotera joining us now with the latest update. All right, Inez, Putin seemed receptive somewhat, but saying he's not going forward with it yet.
That's right. Yes, I think there's some skepticism there, a lot of skepticism, frankly. But we did hear from the Russian President Putin yesterday as he was visiting the Kursk region. He said that Russia is ready for a 30-day ceasefire, but he's also suggesting that Ukraine will have to accept additional conditions before an agreement can be reached. So he specifically said he wants this temporary ceasefire to lead to long-term peace and eliminate the root causes of the crisis. Those root causes are Russia's very reasons for starting the war, so it's unclear if they'll actually be able to resolve any of that. Some other sticking points that we know of, Russia has already insisted, so they want a few things. They want international recognition of seized territory. They want a commitment that Kyiv will not join NATO, and they want pledges that European peacekeepers will not serve in Ukraine. Again, those are unlikely to be resolved. We know Ukraine has spoken out against all of these. So there are, you know, Kremlin experts watching all of this who say that Putin here doesn't really have any interest in actually reaching a ceasefire, that this isn't him, making any kind of real demands from Ukraine, that this is just him delaying the implementation of any ceasefire.
And in the meantime, is Russia continuing to bomb Ukraine?
Yeah, so we're continuing to see, action there in Ukraine. There's been a lot of back and forth over the Kursk region that Putin was actually visiting yesterday with, Ukrainian forces have actually been forced to withdraw from there. Putin declared that the Russians had won back some of their settlements there. And in Ukraine, there's also been, relentless drone attacks and bombing. And the hostilities haven't stopped by any means. I will say we did hear from Zelensky last night. So in his evening address, he said that Putin is actually preparing a refusal as of now. He says that Putin is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to continue the war and kill all Ukrainians. And we did hear from Putin that he may have to have another call with President Trump to sort all this out.
Okay, Inez, thank you. Inez de la Cotera joining us live from overseas.